B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Tzadik Gimel. We're going to start 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Beis with the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hamoitzi kikor l'shus harabim. If somebody carries a loaf, a bread, into the Roshus harabim from Roshus Hayochid, chayev, he's chayev, he's done a carrying, transferring from one domain to another. Hoitzi'uhu shnaim. If two people together took out this loaf, pturim, then they are potter. And we're soon going to see in the Gemara exactly what this is referring to. There's a machlekas, but this is called two people who could have each done the whole melacha themselves, and they chose to do it together. They each carried the loaf with each other. They each held half the loaf, and therefore they are potter. Lo yochel echod lo yitzioi. If for whatever reason, neither of them could have taken it out on their own, Vohitzu'u shnaim, and the two together took it out, chayovin de'achayev. So the first case is ze yochil v'ze yochil, the Mishnah says is potur. The second case we just learned now, ze eino yochil v'ze eino yochil, they both can't do it on their own, they do it together, chayovim. Reb Shimon poiter, Reb Shimon says that even in the case of ze eino yochil v'ze eino yochil, nonetheless, is potter. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. Rav Yehuda Omar Rav said, V'omru lo Omar Abaya, others say it was Abaya who said it, V'omru lo b'masnita tona, and others say this was a brisa. As follows, Ze yochil v'ze yochil. If two people could each have done the entire melacha, and for whatever reason they end up doing it together, Reb Meir mechayev. Reb Meir says, even in that case, he's chayev. Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon poitrim. Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon both hold that ze yochil v'ze yochil, he's potter. Ze eino yochil v'ze eino yochil. If they both could not do it on their own and they do it together, and then it's much more common that they should be helping each other. Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir, mechayvim. Reb Yehuda agrees with Reb Meir here that he's going to be chayev. Reb Shimon poiter, and Reb Shimon says, even in the case of ze eino yochil v'ze eino yochil, he's potter. That means Reb Meir says chayev in all cases, also ze eino yochil v'ze eino yochil, and also ze yochil v'ze yochil. Reb Shimon says potter if ze yochil v'ze yochil, and if ze eino yochil v'ze eino yochil. Reb Yehuda says if it's ze eino yochil v'ze eino yochil, then he's chayev. If it's ze yochil and ze yochil, he's potter. Then we have another case, ze yochil v'ze eino yochil. If one of the two people could have done it on their own, for example, Reuven could have done the melacha entirely on his own, Shimon could not have done it on his own, and they do it together. Divrei Hakil, everybody agrees, Reb Meir, Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, everybody agrees, chayev. That one of them is chayev, and they all agree that the same one is chayev, and we're going to see later in the Gemara, the one who's chayev is actually the one that could have done it on his own. Because the one that couldn't have done it on his own was, at the most, was just giving a helping hand. He wasn't really needed so much, and therefore we disregard him, and the one who could have done it on his own is chayev. And the other one is called Mesayeya. He's just a helper. And the truth is that with halachas we saw till now, for example, in the case of ze eino yochil, v'ze eino yochil, that Reb Shimon says potur, Reb Shimon says if they both couldn't do it, then each of them has the status of just helping. They couldn't do it on their own, and that's why Reb Shimon says that they're potur. Obviously, it's based on psukim, we're going to see, but that's the understanding behind it. And in the case of ze yochil, v'ze yochil, that Reb Yehuda agrees with Reb Shimon is potur, because in that case, since they could have both done it on their own, then they are both considered just helping the other one, and therefore each one is potur. Says the Gemara Tanya Nami Hachi, we also saw a brisa to this effect. Hamoitzi kikor l'shus harabim, if somebody takes out a loaf into l'shus harabim, chayev, he will be chayev. Hoitzi'u shnaim, if two people take it out together, in every event, Reb Meir mechayev, Reb Meir says that he's chayev, all parties involved are chayev. Reb Yehuda says it depends. Im lo yochel echod lo yitzioi, if neither of them could have done it on their own, Voitzu Shnaim, and both took it out together, which is Ze Eino Yochil, Ze Eino Yochil. Chayovin, in that case, Rabbi Yehuda says Chayev. Ve'im Lav, if both of them could have done it on their own, it's Ze Yochil, Ze Yochil. In that case, Pturim. Rabbi Yehuda says Potur. Rabbi Shimon Poitur, Rabbi Shimon says Potur, even in the case of Ze Eino Yochil, Ze Eino Yochil. Continues the Gemara, Minoanamili. What's the source? Where do we know this, that if two people do a melacha together, that they should be potur? Says the Tanur Rabbanon, ba'asoisa. The pasuk says, v'im nefesh achas techta bishkoga. If one soul, if one spirit, if one nefesh does an avera by mistake, unintentionally, me'am oretz, on the people of the land, of the earth, ba'asoisa achas mi'mitzvah Hashem ha'sheloise asena, when doing one of the mitzvahs, one of the, we call mitzvah, it's an avera, doing an avera that they were not allowed to do for Hashem, then that's what the pasuk is talking about. So the word ba'asoisa, says the Gemara, ba'oisa es kula, it means that he did the whole melacha himself. V'loi ha'oisa es miktasa. But from this pasuk we see that if somebody just did part of a melacha, then he's potter, and as we said before, that the logic seems to be that, or part of the things we consider is that since you didn't do the whole thing, you're just helping somebody else. If you're just a helper, then you haven't done the melacha, and you're potter. Ketzad, the Brice is now going to explain. Shnaim shahoyu oirzin b'malgaz, if two people together were holding a pitchfork, v'loigzin, and they were stacking the produce, and we assume that this is a ze yochil v'ze yochil, they could have, either one could have managed to hold this malgaze, this pitchfork on their own, or bekarkar, if they were together holding a pointed rod, v'shoivtin, and they were arranging the threads on the loom, bekulmas v'koisin, if together they were holding a pen and were writing on Shabbos, bekono, if together they were holding a reed, v'hoitziu le'shus rabim, and they, or v'hoitzioi l'rshus rabim, they took it out into a rshus rabim, yochil yu chayovim, are you going to suggest that they are chayev? Talmud, and Reb Meir indeed says that he is chayev, and we'll see in the Gemara of Tzadik Gimel why, but could it be, says the Braisa, that they're chayev? Talmud Leima, that's why it says in the Pasuk, ba'aso yiso, ha'oiso es kula v'loi ha'oiso es miktaso, since they each did just half of the melacha, they were helping each other, it's not called that any one did the whole melacha, and therefore they are potur, and this is true both according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Shimon. Continues the Braisa, Be'igul shel devela, if they were both together holding a round cake of pressed figs, and it was obviously a very big one that was difficult, it was not possible for any one of them to take out, to hold the whole thing on his own, Vayitzia el Rishus Rabim, and they take it out into Rishus Rabim, or Bekira, or if they are together holding a very heavy plank, Vayitzia el Rishus Rabim, and together they take it out into Rishus Rabim, this is a case of Ze Eino Yochil, Ze Eino Yochil. In that case, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Im lo yochil, echod lo itzio, since, and we assume that neither one could manage on to do it on their own, or in a case that neither one could do the whole thing on his own, Vayitziu shnaim, they took it out together, chayovim, they are chayev. In the first case, we assume that it's ze yochil v'ze yochil. Over here, it could be a ze eino yochil v'ze eino yochil. V'im lav, pturim. However, if it's in a case of ze yochil and ze yochil, then pturim, then the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is that they are potur. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Rabbi Shimon argues, afal pisha lo yochil echod lo itzio, even if neither one of them could have done the melacha on their own, it's a ze eino yochil v'ze eino yochil, v'yitziu u'shnaim, and they both took it out together, pturim, they are potur, even in that case. The reason that Rabbi Yehuda says that ze eino yochil v'ze eino yochil is chayev, and ze yochil v'ze yochil is not chayev, is because ze yochil v'ze yochil, it's much more unusual that they should be doing it together. If you could each do it on your own, why are you helping each other? But in the case of ze eino yochil v'ze eino yochil, it's much more of a normal way of doing the melacha to do it on together, because you cannot do it on your own. And therefore it's easier, it would make more sense to be chayev in that case of eino yochil v'eino yochil, rather than yochil v'yochil, where there's an element of abnormality in the way they're doing it. And continues the Braisa, Lekach nemar ba'asoyso, that's why it says in the pasuk ba'asoyso, when doing an avera, yochid sha'aso chayev, if a single person does the whole asiya, the whole deed, the whole act, he's chayev, shnayim sha'asu, if two people do it together, pturim, they are potur. Asks the Gemara b'maykum ifligi, what's the point of their argument? And the very fact that the Braisa, we saw four lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Beis, started with the pasuk, etc., and then we run into this machlekas, it seems that they're both arguing pshat in the same pasuk. Says the Gemara, b'maykum ifligi, what are they arguing about? B'haykro, they're both arguing, and they both have a different understanding of how to understand this pasuk. The pasuk we mentioned before, it says in the pasuk, v'im nefesh achas techte bishgoga, v'im nefesh, if a soul does an avera, sechte bishgoga mi'am ha'oretz ba'asoyso. That's the pasuk. So Reb Shimon Sovar, Reb Shimon understands this pasuk, that tlosa mi'uta ksivi, there are three exclusionary phrases in this pasuk. Nefesh techeto, because it says im nefesh achas techeto, if one soul does an avera. It's as if it says v'im nefesh, if a soul techte does an avera, and v'im achas, if one, referring to a person, I presume, if one does an avera. So soul is a single soul. Achas is one person. So it's as if it says nefesh secheto, one nefesh, to the exclusion of two. Achas sechto, if one does navera, to the exclusion of two. Ba'asoyso, and then it says a few words later, ba'asoyso achas mitzvus Hashem, when doing, then we just saw a few moments ago, ba'asoyso techte, when you're doing an avera, ba'asoyso means when you're doing it on your own, not when you're doing it two together. So that is the three exclusionary phrases or words in this pasuk. So the Braisa says, Chad lima'ute, one to exclude, ze oikar v'ze minyach. If two people each, they do the melacha together, but they're each doing a different part of the melacha. One does the whole akira, for example, and one does the whole hanocha. To exclude that and to say that in that case they are potur, that's what we have one of these exclusionary phrases. V'chad lima'ute, ze yochil v'ze yochil. And want to exclude that if two of them could have done it on their own and they do it together. And want to exclude a case even when they both couldn't do it. And that's the opinion of Reb Shimon, and these are his sources. Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says that Ze'ena Yochel Ze'ena Yochel will be Chayav. What's he going to do with the third exclusionary phrase in this pasuk? Chad limu'utei ze oikr v'ze maniach, like Reb Shimon. V'chad limu'utei ze yochil v'ze yochil, also like Reb Shimon. The third one, v'chad limu'utei yochid sha'aso bohiras beis din. When a person didn't do the melacha on his own back, he didn't do it on his own understanding, that thinking it was muta. He did it based on the teaching of the beis din. If the beis din said that to do certain avera is muta, they made a mistake, and somebody follows the Beis Din, he's going to be potur, and that's learned from this pasuk. Reb Shimon, how's Reb Shimon going to learn that halacha? He needs the third phrase in this pasuk to tell us that ze'eino yochil v'ze'eino yochil is potur. Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon, yochid she'aso bo'yiras Beis Din chayev. Reb Shimon actually argues with Reb Yehuda in this halacha, and says that in the case where a person doesn't have avera b'shogeg following the Beis Din, he's actually going to be chayev. And this is a discussion in other places in Shas, in Horius. Now the Gemara is coming to Reb Meir. Reb Meir says he's chayev also if ze yochel v'ze yochel, and also if ze eino yochel v'ze eino yochel. What's he doing with these psukim? Reb Meir says, miksiv, does it say in the posuk, nefesh secheto, acha secheto, and ba'aso iso secheto? Does the posuk actually split up into three? No. It's true that ba'asoyso is an exclusionary phrase. It's when you do a whole melacha, not when you're doing just part of a melacha. But nefesh and achas is one thing. One nefesh. And it's common for the pasuk to say one nefesh. It's true that it could have said v'im nefesh techta. It could have said v'im achas techta if someone does an avera. But if it says nefesh achas, it's not to tell us that there's two exclusionary comments, it's just one. Nefesh achas, a single soul, the exclusion of two. Okay, so according to Ramei, you've got two mi'utim in this posuk. What does he learn them for? Chad li'mi'utei zeh oikar v'zeh maniach. One is used for a case where each does half the melacha. One does the akira, the other one does the anocha. V'chad li'mi'utei yochid chasa b'yiras beis din. If somebody does it based on the ruling of beis din, he's going to be potur. And then we have no posuk to tell us that zeh yochil v'zeh yochil is potur, or zeh ene yochil v'zeh ene yochil is potur. And therefore, it may hold that in both those cases is chayev. Continues the Gemara. Omar Mar, we saw in a brisa before on Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Beis that we learned earlier on, ze yochil v'ze eino yochil. If Reuven is able to do the whole malacha and Shimon is not able to do the whole malacha and they do it together, divrei hakil chayev. Everybody agrees that one of them is chayev. Says the Gemara, Haiminau mechayev. Which one of the two people are going to be chayev? Is it Reuven who could have done the whole malacha, or is it Shimon who couldn't have done the whole malacha? Says the Gemara, Omer of Chizda, Zeh sheyochil. Of course it's the Reuven who could have done the whole malacha. De'i zeh she'ina yochil, because are you going to say that Shimon is chayev? Maika Ovid, he didn't do anything. Reuven didn't need his help, and Shimon himself couldn't have done it on his own, so he didn't do anything. Omer le'r v'amnuna, Ravnuna says no. It's not so straightforward. De komasaya ba'adei. At the end of the day, Shimon helped Reuven do the malacha. He couldn't have done it on his own, and Reuven could have managed on his own, but tachlis, practically speaking, Shimon did the malacha with Reuven. He helped Reuven do the malacha. Omar le, he answered back, Rav Chisda said, Mesaya ein bay mamash. Since all he is a help, he's not actually doing the malacha, he's not needed for the malacha, therefore he's totally disregarded, and he's potter. And this is a concept, Messiah, and we're going to soon see a whole load of other halachas where you've got one part is doing the main action, the main part, and the other part is just an aid, is just a Messiah, and we're going to see that a Messiah, an aid, is given no significance. Since an aid is insignificant, therefore, if one of these two are going to be chayev, it's certainly going to be the one that could have done the whole malacha himself. Omer of Zvid Mishmei Durova. Af Anan Namitanina, we also learned in a Mishnah in Zovim, and it goes as follows. And we know the halacha is that anything that holds a Zov becomes Tomei of Mishkav, Moishav, Medras HaZov. Even if the Zov is not touching it, even if the Zov is high up and there's loads of covers and chairs and whatnot under him, as long as they are made to be sat on, and even if they're not uniquely made to sit on, but they can be sat on, and it's common to sit on them, and sitting on them is not a contradiction for their primary use. For example, that you can sit on it and still use it for whatever it was primarily made for. In those cases, anything that's holding the Zov is going to become Tomei. So says that Mishnah, Hoyo Yoishiv al Gabe Amito, if he was sitting on a bed, V'arba talisois tachas ragle amito, and there were four talisois, cloaks, or a talis that were under each, there was a single talis under each one of the feet of the bed. Then we say that in those cases, tmeis, all four talisois, and they're because they're all holding up the Zov, then all four talisois are going to be tomei. Why? Mipnei she'eino yecholo lamoid al sholish. A bed cannot stand on just three legs, so we need every single leg. And since you need every single leg, then every single leg is considered a ze'eino yochil v'ze'eino yochil. And ze'eino yochil v'ze'eino yochil, we saw before, according to Reb Yehuda, is going to be chayev. According to Reb Shimon, is going to be potter. So here too, according to Reb Yehuda, tomeis. It's going to be Tomei because we say that it's as if they each did the whole thing. Reb Shimon Matayr. Reb Shimon says Toher, like we saw before, Ze'eino Yochel v'ze'eino Yochel, according to Reb Shimon, is Potur, which means that if either one couldn't have done the whole thing, we disregard him altogether. Here too, since any single leg couldn't have carried the Zov on its own, therefore, every single leg is disregarded. No leg is called the one holding up the Zav, and therefore none of these Talisos are going to be Tomei. The bed itself, being a single entity of a bed, of course it's going to be Tomei, because the whole bed is carrying the whole weight, or most of the weight, of the Zav. But each leg, these Talisos under the leg, each leg independently is a Ze'einu Yochel V'Ze'einu Yochel, and therefore it's a Machloikas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Continues the Mishnah there. If this Zav was riding on top of an animal, and at some point the animal that was carrying this Zav trampled upon four Talisois, one under each of its feet. In that case, Tohirois, all the Talisois are Tohir, and according to Rashi, let's read the next few words, al gimel. An animal can stand on any three of the feet. It doesn't need the fourth foot. And since any one of the feet relative to the rest are unnecessary, we consider every single foot as being a zeh yochil v'zeh yochil, because each one could have been on its own with the other two, but without the last one, without the fourth one. And since with any one leg could have, that means we didn't need every leg, therefore it's called a zeh yochil v'zeyochil. In the case of zeyochil v'zeyochil, tohirois, they are tohir. Like we said before, zeyochil v'zeyochil, Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda both agree that they are potur. Asks the Gemara, v'amai, why should this be true? It's true that an animal doesn't need the fourth leg, it can manage without the fourth leg. Hokam asayya b'hadi adodi. Is it not true that every leg, when it's standing on all 4 feet, then even though it, theoretically the 3 feet didn't need the 4th feet, any 3 feet didn't need the 4th one, but now that it's standing on 4, this 4th one is helping, it's aiding the rest of them, and it's Messiah. Lav, do we not see from here, Mishum Domrinon Messiah Ein Boi Mamash, do we not have proof from here that since the last leg, the 4th leg, is only a Messiah, and that you see from here, that Messiah, that aiding, is Ein Bei Mamash, is totally disregarded. And therefore, since every foot is considered a Messiah, and therefore all the 4 Talisois are going to be Tohir. That's how Rashi learns this. Tosfos says that in the case of the animal, it's considered a Zeh Yochil V'Ze'eino Yochil, because the 1 foot that's not needed for the 3 couldn't do it on its own. But we're going to stick to Rashi. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Midiskrasa. Rabbi Yehuda Midiskrasa says, he comments as follows. La'olam emelach mesayya yesh b'imamash. You cannot bring me proof from this Mishnah in Zovim. It could be that the truth is that normally mesayya, when aiding, yesh b'imamash, it is significant and it will be chayev. And therefore over here, assuming that the 4th leg is helping the other 3, because he's standing on all 4 legs, and therefore he should be Tomei. So you're going to ask, why does the Mishnah say Tohir? I'll tell you why. Because over here, it's very possible that the animal actually lifted up the 4th leg, and then the animal indeed was standing just on 3 legs. So the 4th leg was not even aiding the other 3. Asks the Gemara, V'kiven d'zimnin okra, ha, v'zimnin okra ha. It's true that sometimes 1 foot is up, but sometimes a different foot is up and this foot is down. So every foot is sometimes holding the weight of the Zav and sometimes not holding the weight of the Zav. So it's a Sofik. V'lehev, why do we not say it's got the same halacha? K'zav ha-mishapich. If a Zav turns over when he's lying down, then do we not say, Miloitnan, did we not learn in a Mishnah? And this is another Mishnah in Zavim. Zav shahoya mutal al hay saf salim. If a Zav was lying on 5 benches, oy al hay pundois, he was lying on 5 money belts. It was common, they would have these big wide belts and they could put coins inside. And with the coins inside, they would lie on top of it. And lying on top of it was not in contradiction to using it as a money belt. They could still have opened up whilst he's lying on it, the money belt, and taken out some coins. So a Zav lying on such a money belt would make this money belt Tomei as a medrus. So, and the Mishnah says, La'irkon, if the Zav was lying lengthways on these benches, Tomeim, all 5 benches are Tomei. If he's lying, lo'rochbon, if he's lying on their width, tohirim, they're all tohir, because then at any given time, no single bench was holding most of the weight of the zof. But if he's lying lengthways, with the length of the bench, or the length of this money belt, then at every given moment, the zof could have been lying, or most of his weight could have been on any one of those benches. And therefore, lo'rochon is tomei. Yoshon, what happens if you're sleeping? Sofik mishapech alein, and we don't know. He fell asleep on one plank, and it could be that on one bench, and it could be that he rolled over in the night. It's a sofik. We don't know. If we know that he lay on them, of course it's tomei, as we just saw. What happens if he's sleeping, and we just don't know if he rolled over from one to the next? Says the Mishnah, tomein. It's a sofik that the zov lay on it. We assume, we take the stringent line, and we're machmir. And since it's a sofik, so to here, it's true that at some point the animal would have lifted up one of his feet, and then it's not even being mesayer, but that foot may well possibly have been holding his weight at some point, and then it should be tmeis. Why do you say tohirois? El olav, it must be mishum damrinon mesayer ein bei mamash. It must be because every leg is only a mesayer, is only an aid to the other three, therefore each leg is considered an aid and is potter, is insignificant, and therefore all of them are tohiris. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Popi Mishmei Derava. Af anan nami tanina, we also learnt in a braisa, and he's bringing another proof that Mesayea ain boi mamash, as follows. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Hasus metame al yodov. If a zov was riding on top of a sus, on top of a horse, then metame al yodov, then if the talis is underneath the forefeet of this horse, then the talis is going to be tomei, because a sus is not able to rest just on its hind feet. It's most of its weight it's carrying, and if it's carrying a zov, most of the zov's weight is focused on its forefeet, and therefore it's carrying the zov, and the talis under the forefeet are going to be tomeim. Hachamoir, if the zov is riding on a donkey, al raglov, then if the talis is on his hind feet, under the hind feet, then those talisos are going to be tomei. Shemish enes hasus al yodov, because a horse, its weight is resting on the forefeet, v'chamoir al raglov, and a donkey on its hind feet. Asks the Gemara, v'amai, just because there's going to be a talis underneath the hind feet of the horse, and it's true that the horse could stand just on the forefeet, but he is standing on the hind feet as well. Are the hind feet not aiding the forefeet? Lav, it must be that the reason that nonetheless the talis under the hind feet of the horse, and obviously it's the same the other way around for the donkey, mishum domrinon, mesayah ein bei mamish. It must be, we have proof from here, that if it's just an aid, it's totally insignificant. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Ashi. Af anan nami tanina, we also learned another proof that Mesayea ain boi mamish. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Ragloi achas al kli. We know the halacha is that a kohen who's working in the Beis HaMikdash, his feet have to be on the ground, on the Ritzpas HaAzara. If there's a chatzitza, if there's something separating the foot of the kohen, and he was actually barefoot, and the floor of the Azara, the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, the Avoida is going to be possible. So what happens if one of his feet are on a kli, on a vessel, on a utensil? V'ragle echas ala ritzpo, and only one of his feet are on the floor, on the ground. V'ragle echas ala even, or if one foot is not on a kli, it's on a stone. V'ragle echas ala ritzpo, and the other foot is on the floor. Do we say that he's not standing on the floor, and therefore it's going to be, the Avoida is going to be possible? Or do we say, no, he's standing on the floor, one foot is on the floor? Says the Gemara there, says Rabbi Eliezer, Royan, we look as follows. Kol she'ilu yinote lakli, v'tinote la'evan. What would be if we would remove the stone or the utensil underneath the foot, and his foot would not then go onto the ground? Yochei lamud al ragle achas, can he stand on the other foot as is on one foot? If he can stand on one foot, then he's being supported by the floor of the Azara. And the other foot is resting on a kli. It's just for added support maybe, but not, it's his weight is not on it. And therefore, avoidosik shera, the avoida he does is kosher. Ve'imlav, if he cannot stand on that one foot that's resting on the floor of the Azara, avodaso psula is avodas posel. Asks the Gemara, ve'amai, hokam maseyeh behadeh adodi. It's true that the other foot is not on the floor, and it's even true that the one that is on the floor could hold him up completely, but lemaisa, what's happening? The other foot is helping, it's aiding his stability, his balance, and that foot that's aiding him is not on the floor of the Azara. Lav, can we not assume that the reason that the halacha is this way, mishum domrinon maseyeh in beimamish, if he can stand on the foot that's on the floor, then the foot that's not on the floor, even though it's aiding the other foot, we look at an aid as insignificant, and therefore it doesn't passel the avoida. So here we have another proof that maseyeh in beimamish. Continues the Gemara, Omer Ravina, Afanan Nami Tanina, we're going to bring another proof that Masayeh ain't by Mamish. There's another halacha, a Kohen has to do the Avoida with his right hand, not with his left hand. Kibel Biyamin, what happens if a Kohen received the blood with his right hand? Usmoil Masayosoi, and his left hand was helping him support the utensil that was carrying, that was receiving the blood. Avoidosoi Kshera. Since he was holding the vessel with his right hand, which is the hand he has to be doing it with, and the left hand was just being masayose, was just aiding him, it's kosher. Va'amai, why is it kosher? Hokom masayah ba'adah adodi. Is the left hand not supporting and aiding the right hand with doing the melacha, and the support by the left hand should render the melacha, the avoida, as possible? Lav, can we not take it for granted, mishum domrinon, masayah ein b'imamish, that since it's just an aid, it's not doing the main work, therefore it's insignificant and it does not make it possible. Shma mino. So we have all these proofs that Messiah ain boy mamish. Regarding the left hand supporting the right hand, where we say Messiah ain boy mamish, this seems to contradict the Gemara we learned recently in Brochas Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, that with a Koischel Brocha, when somebody's lifting up a cup to do Birchas Hamazon, a cup of wine, then he should lift it with his right hand. There was a discussion in the Gemara, is he allowed to help, aid his right hand with holding the kois with his left hand? And the Gemara said that one should not do that. And that seems to contradict our Gemara, that Masayeh ain b'imamish, and that's a question that the Mefarshim, the Poskim, speak about. Continues the Gemara. Omar Mar, we saw before in a Braisa, Ze Yochil v'ze Yochil, in a case that they could have both done it on their own, Reb Meir Mechayev, Reb Meir says he's Chayev, and we saw before Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon both say that he's Potter. Iboyelu, we're now going to ask a question, and this question is not only on Reb Meir who says Ze Yochil v'ze Yochil. The same question applies even according to Reb Yehuda, who says that Ze Eina Yochil v'ze Eina Yochil, he's Chayev. We're going to have exactly the same question there. Ba'inon shi'ur leze v'shi'ur shi'ur leze v'shi'ur leze oidilma shi'ur achas lekulam. Do you need a whole shi'ur? We've learnt extensively for a few prokim already that with every melacha, and especially those that of carrying, for example, you're only going to be chayav for transferring an object from one domain to another if it has a certain fixed measurement. Typically, food items have to be the size of a dried fig. So if two people are doing a melacha together, and they're chayev, either according to Reb Meir by Zeh Yochel v'Zeh Yochel, or according to Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir if Zeh Eino Yochel v'Zeh Eino Yochel, do we say that each one, we consider each one as having done the melacha, and therefore as long as the melacha is what is the right measurement, they'll both be chayev? Or do we say no, the two together are both doing a melacha, but we need to have the fixed measure for each of them, because if the together they take out this a food item the size of a dried fig, then for all intents and purposes they each did the melacha, or we attribute the melacha to each of them only regarding half of a dried fig. That's the question of the Gemara. Do we need a double measure because it's two people doing the melacha, or do we say that yes, that they are both attributed to the same melacha with the same measure and they'll be chayev? Rav Chizda, Rav Amnuna, this was a machlekus of Chizda and Rav Amnuna. Chad Omar once said, Shi'ur lezeh, v'shi'ur lezeh. Indeed, in order for them both to be chayev, you need to have a double measurement. V'chad omar, shiur echad lekulon. The other one said a single measurement for both together is sufficient and there will be chayev. Omer Rav Papa mishmei derava. Rav Papa says in the name of Rava af anan nami taninon, we also learnt as follows. Hoyo yoishev al gabe mito v'arba taliso istachas arba raglea mito. Tmeos, we saw this before. If a zov is sitting on a bed and under each of the feet of the bed there is a talis, then the loch is they are tmeos. Why? Mipnei she'ein yochoylo lamoid al sholosh. Since the bed cannot stand on 3 feet, we need every single foot. So every single foot is called zeh eino yochil v'zeh eino yochil. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, zeh eino yochil v'zeh eino yochil. And according to Rabbi Meir, is chayev. And therefore, in that case, each one is significant and they are tmeis. How many zovim have you got lying on this bed? It seems like one. It says hoyo yoshev. There's one sitting on this bed. One zov. And you've got 4 legs. You've got a talis under each leg. And we say that each talis is considered as significant as if it is holding the weight of the zov. And you have 4 talisois. And they're all holding the same zov. And it's a case of ze'eino yochil v'ze'eino yochil. How can you have 4 talisois becoming tomei when together they're all holding just one zov? If we split it up, it would turn out that each talis is holding 1/4 of the weight of the zov. That's not enough to be chayev, to become tomei. A medras will only become tomei if most of the weight of a zov is on it. V'amai asks the Gemara, liboyo shi'ur ziva lezeh, v'shi'ur ziva lezeh. We should need a zov for each corner, a zov for each leg, a zov for each talis. Lav. Can we not see from here that shiur lav mishum domrino shiur achas lekulon? It seems that we have proof from here that when 2 together are chayev or tomei, then a single shear, a single measurement between them all is significant. Continues the Gemara Omer of Nachman Bar Yitzchok af anan nami tanina. We also have a proof. Tzvi shenichnas lebayis. If a deer runs into a home. And we know that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to trap. You're not allowed to do tzeda. We learned it in the Mishnah. But no'al echad b'fonov, and somebody closes the door. And now for what he's done is, he's trapped this deer in the house, in the room. And now conditions of when tzeda, when it's chayev, when it's not chayev, we're going to learn that later on in the Masechta. But let's assume that he's done it in a way that's called tzeda. Chayev is going to be chayev. No'al u'shnaim. Either one of them could have locked in this deer, but they did it together. They closed the doors together. Pturin, they're both potur. It's ze yochil v'ze yochil is potur. And this follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon that we've seen before. Lo yochil echod linoil. If neither one could have closed the door, could have locked in this deer on its own, it's a case of ze eino yochil v'ze eino yochil. V'noal u'shnaim, and the 2 together closed the door and locked in this deer, chayovin, they're going to be chayev. Like we saw that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir hold that ze eino yochel v'ze eino yochel is chayev. Asks the Gemara v'amai. The fact that 2 people together did tzeda, but there's only one tzvi, there's only one deer. So each one only trapped half a deer. That's not called tzeda. You need to trap a whole deer to be chayev. Liboye shiur tzeda lezeh v'shiur tzeda lezeh. Why don't we need 2 deers to be locked in and 2 people closing the doors, and then each will be chayev. Lav, is it not mishum damrin on shiur echad lekulam? Is this not another proof that a single measurement is enough, even if the 2 are doing it together? Omar Ravina. Ravina is adding afananna mitanina. We have even another proof to this concept. Hashutfin shegonvu. If partners stole, and the halacha is when you steal something from somebody else and you get caught, you have to pay double. And if you steal a seh, a sheep, or an ox, then you have to pay many times over. If you steal it and then you either tvocha or machori, you either shecht it or you sell it. And if it was a sheep, then you have to pay 4 times its value. If it was an ox, you pay 5 times its value. And what happens if they did it together? And there's a discussion, how do you steal together? How do you shecht together? But either way, they did it together. Chayovin, they are both going to be chayev. They're both held responsible. Ask the Gemara of Amai. Liboya shir tvicha lezeh, v'shir tvicha lezeh. It's true that they both slaughtered this animal together, but in order to be chayev, you have to slaughter the whole animal. And since you each slaughtered together one animal, then you each slaughtered just half an animal. Why should you be chayev? Lav. Can we not assume from here, Mishum Domrin on Shir Echod Lekulam? In a case where two people doing a melacha or an aveira or whatever it is together, in a case where the Torah says you're chayev, and over here the halacha is by partners, if two people gang up together in crime to do this, they are chayev, it's enough if there's a single measurement between the two, and they will still be chayev. Continues the Gemara. V'omer Rav Ashi, afa nanna mitanina. Rav Ashi brings yet another proof. Shnaim shoyitziu kono shel gardi. The weavers would have a weaver's reed, something they would use in the loom, and if two together carried out into from Rosh Hashayochid into Rosh Hasharabim, they carried out this kono shel gardi, this weaver's reed. Chayovin dechayev, even though they carried it out together. The question is, v'amai, why should they be chayev? We know that when you carry something out, there has to be a minimum measure, as we saw before, a minimum measure that you're taking out. V'amai liboya shiur hoitzah lezeh, v'shiur hoitzah lezeh. This weaver's reed, right? What's the shiur? What measure do you need for it to be chayev if you take it out? It has to be large enough that it can be used to weave a standard piece of cloth. And we assume that you cannot weave a double-sized piece of cloth with it. That's not the way they would make these reeds. And therefore, since we assume it can only weave a minimum amount, if two people take it out, why should they be chayev? It's as if each took out just half. Lav mishum domrinon shiur echod lekulon. Can we not bring proof to yet another proof from here that if two together do a malacha, and even though the measurement of the malacha is one measurement between the two, they're chayev. Omle Rav Acha b'rei d'rova l'Rav Ashi. Rav Acha said to Rav Ashi, no, maybe you cannot bring proof from here. Dilma d'isbei k'dei levashel beita kala l'zeh or beita kala l'zeh. We saw that it's true that if you're going to look at this piece of reed, this konosh el gardi, and look at it as a weaver's reed, then you'll say, in order to weave, it can only weave one size, one measure of cloth. But let's look at it as wood, basic wood. What's the measure of wood to be chayiv when you take it out? As we've seen previously, that it's enough that you can use in order to cook up an egg underneath it. A beitza kala, an easily cooked egg. And this konosh el gardi, can we not assume that there's two amounts of wood that could each cook up such an egg? So don't bring proof from there that there's only one measure for the two of them. No, it could be there's two measures there. Says the Gemara, no. Im kein lishmein on kono de alma. If the measurement there would be just for wood, it wouldn't have said kono shel gardi, a weaver's reed. It would have just said kono, a reed. And we know that the shiur for a reed is to be able to cook such an egg. Maishno de gardi. Why are you mentioning the reed that was used on the loom? It must be in order to impress on us that this type of item, when it's carried out, is only going to be chayev if it's big enough that it can weave a minimum measure of material. And then we're back to where we were before. We assume that it cannot weave double that measure, and then we have proof that if two people carry something out, even though the thing that's being carried has only got a single measure, that nonetheless it will be chayev. Says the Gemara, no. But Dilma, maybe we're talking about a type of reed that was used, this konosh el gardi, di ispe k'dei larig mape lezeh, or k'dei larig mape lezeh. Maybe it's big enough that it can weave at the same time two towels or cloths, tablecloths, whatever it is, this mapa, maybe it's capable of weaving double shir. And therefore, if two people take it out, it makes sense, it should be chayev. But in the event that it would only be able to weave a single measure of cloth, maybe it would be potur. Elo miho leka lemashma mino. Indeed, we cannot bring proof because we don't know the size that we're talking about here. We cannot bring proof from here to our discussion. Continues the Gemara, Tana Tana Kameda Rav Nachman. It was said in front of Rav Nachman, Shnaim Shoyitziu Kono Shel Garadi. If two people together took out, transferred a Kono Shel Garadi, this reed of the weavers, to Rishus Arabim, Pturim De Apotor. And we are assuming that it's heavy, it's too big for a single person to take out on its own. Two people took it out together. It's potur. Reb Shimon Machayev, and Reb Shimon says it's chayev. Says the Gemara, klapelai. What way round? Which way round can we hold this? Where do we have such a thing? We know that Reb Shimon says potur. What's going on here? Elo Eima, says the Gemara, say the other way round. That kono shel garadi chayovin, that Reb Yehuda holds that it's chayev, and that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, by Ze'ei no yochel, v'ze'ei no yochel, he's chayev. Reb Shimon poitan, Reb Shimon is the one who says potur, as we saw previously. Reb Shimon says that even if Ze'ei no yochel, v'ze'ei no yochel, he's going to be potur. Nimir Tz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to learn the next Mishnah.